Back to Ross Douthat. So he's discussing, he's asking this question here. Is Ross Douthat, so what is America today? And these people that are Trump, or that are Trumpists, what defines them? Answer is going to surprise you. Then for as late as 1960s, liberalism, as well as conservatism, identified with these particularisms and with a national narrative that honored and included them. I'm not going to go back and reset this because it would take me too long. Download the first hour of today's program as a podcast. You have to be a Founders Past member, and all will become apparent. The exhortations of civil rights activists assumed a Christian moral consensus. Liberal intellectuals linked the New Deal and the Great Society to Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson. Pop culture utopians projected wagon train into the future as Star Trek. Then, for a variety of reasons, a necessary reckoning with white supremacism, a new and diverse wave of immigration, the pull of a more globalist ethos, the waning of institutional religion. That mid-century story stopped making as much sense. In its place emerged a left-wing narrative that stands in judgment of the racist, misogynist, robber baron past, and a mainstream liberal narrative that has room for Lin-Manuel Miranda's Alexander Hamilton and Emma Lazarus, but feels unsure about the rest. But meanwhile, for a great many Americans, the older narrative still feels like the real history. Now, what's the older narrative? The older narrative is manifest destiny. The older narrative is that men that came here were Americans, and they were supposed to come here, and we were supposed to conquer the Indians. After all, they were a bunch of barbaric, cannibalistic savages. And hey, some of them were. See the film Black Robe for some details on that. And that all these things were supposed to happen. And that government, there was supposed to be one ginormous blobistan from Bangor, Maine, all the way down to Baja, California, from Spokane, Washington, all the way down to Key West, Florida. We're all supposed to be in one giant blobistan together. And that's just the way it was intended by God himself. So says historian David Barton, and the founding fathers charted us a course to get there. They gave us miniature the Constitution, which was a Judeo-Christian document and only good for the government of a Christian moral people, said John Adams. What if that narrative is a pile of hooey? What if that narrative itself is incorrect? That's really what's at issue here. You have two visions. People call them revisionists. If someone claims that there was... Someone claims that there's another narrative, and that is that evil, despicable, diabolical white people came here specifically to be freed from minorities or whatever the case may be, and that when minorities finally made their way over here in the form of Africans, then what do? Yeah, you guys are inferior to us. We're white, you're black, we're supreme, you're not, and they enslaved them. Or they captured them over in Europe and brought them over here and then enslaved them. Now, which of the narratives is correct? Well, you're in 2017 America, in the era of Trump, you're not allowed to say this. You're not supposed to say this. Because if you say this, then you find yourself opposite of people that are going to have a other historical point of view. And that's Douthat's point. And now, why does this matter? This matters into modern man because modern man is not defined by the story of the apostles. I can't put it any more clear than this. Here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers here, welcoming all of you. Hi, mom-in-law. On the Facebook Live channel. Remember, if you people aren't sharing the Facebook Live stream, it's a free preview that we're giving you with video every day That's the deal. We put it out there and ask you to help us grow our audience. Otherwise, it makes it difficult for us to survive and to see a future where there's all sorts of new programming and great new bells and whistles and an influx of new listeners. So help a brother and a sister out. Wait a minute. I could just say help a brother, sister out. And help us spread the word. All of you have hundreds upon hundreds, if not thousands, of friends that consume radio every single day of their lives on their way to work. It's a simple download of an app. Go grab their phone, download the darn thing. It's free, don't cost nothing. And I'm sure they already know how to stream it Bluetooth in through their car. And tell them to tune in to Mike Church Show. They've missed last hour, then they missed the secret password of the day and a chance to win, a chance to get a free Golden Truth ticket and win my car on Friday, March the 3rd. 844-527-8723 is the call-in telephone number. Back to the narrative here. But Ross Douthat from Saturday's New York Times. But meanwhile, for a great many Americans, the older narrative still feels like the real history. They still see themselves more as settlers than as immigrants. Identifying with the Pilgrims and the Founders, with Lewis and Clark and Davy Crockett and Laura Ingalls Wilder, they still embrace the Iliadic mythos, that's the mythos of the Iliad, that grew up around the Civil War, prefer the melting pot to multiculturalism, assume a Judeo-Christian civil religion rather than the spiritual but not religious version. How many times have you heard that? Hey, are you a believer? Well, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. What does that even mean? Here, I'll tell you what that means. Oh, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. In other words, I reject the authority of your God, and instead I have chosen my own. I call them Baal and Baphomet and Satan and Lucifer and a couple of other hideous names, but they're all out there. If you don't choose the Holy Spirit, what's the old adage? Those that stand for nothing will fall for anything, stand for something. If you're spiritual, but you're not religious, what spirit is it that you're communing with then? Who are you talking to? I can tell you that sometimes that they manifest themselves as aliens. Some people say, no, Mitter Church, no, they're extraterrestrial. Do not rain on my Roswell parade, Mitter Church. That's it. I'm turning you off. Think about that. I'm spiritual but not religious. Do you really want to hang out with someone who's spiritual and not religious? Taking the risk that what spirit they may be conversing with. Back to Ross Douthat. Trump's ascent is in part an attempt to restore their story to preeminence. Now, what's the story? The story is the pastoral one. Story is that the Americans that settled here were at everything that has been done in fantasy land American history has been for the good, that Americans have done nothing wrong, including the Trail of Tears, and that it was always our destiny to take over and populate and settle and civilize the entire continent, even parts of it that people didn't want to give up because they were here first. Well, too bad. And slavery happened. That's an accident. It wasn't meant to happen. It just kind of happened that way, and you can't blame people. You can't blame people for not wanting to pick cotton in 104-degree heat in southeast Louisiana. Come on. In other words, all this can be justified. You're using moral relativism. You can make all of this worthy and pastoral, and even the bumps and bruises and the warts and the canker sores, parts of history. Just paint over them. Mitter liberal, please. I didn't do any of that. What's the common refrain? Did I own any slaves? No, answer the question. Did I own any slaves? Well, then, it's not my fault. Well, I don't know. Do you continue to think that the ownership of slaves was bad? But are you spiritual and not religious over it? Back to Ross Douthat. After Trump's ascent is in part an attempt to restore their story to preeminence. That's the story of the knuckle-dragging, white, Neanderthal, hick, hayseed, homophobic, racist bigot of middle America. Now, that's the left's characterization. I'm just giving you the characterization. It's a restoration attempt that can't succeed because the country has changed too much and because that national narrative required correction. The myth of the lost cause had to die. The reality of racial wrongs required more acknowledgement. The Judeo-Christian center had to make room for a larger plurality of faiths. Well, there's your error right there. That assumes, then, if you make room for a larger plurality of faiths, again, logical thinking here would tell us that, okay, so then all faiths are created equal. Now, that would then mean that all gods are created equal, including the God of Allah, the God of the Hindus, the God of Buddha, the God of the Santerians, and all the rest of them. Do you really believe that? You really want to slander and commit blasphemy against the one true God? If you know who he is, well, then you know you can't do that. You shouldn't. Instead, liberalism, under pressure from the... Wait a minute, I skipped a line. But so far, we haven't found a way to correct the story while honoring its full sweep, including all the white male Protestant European protagonists to whom, for all their sins, we owe so much of our inheritance. Instead, liberalism, under pressure from the left, has become steadily more anxious about its political and cultural progenitors, with Woodrow Wilson joining Jackson and Jefferson in the dock. Meanwhile, the rights narrative has become steadily more exclusionary. Religious conservative outreach to Muslims has given way to Islamophobia. Racial optimism has been replaced by white resentment. I see, now here's where this stuff just goes off the rails. It is not Islamophobic to call Islam the heresy that it is and to be mortally afraid, terrified, that you may have to live under it. Do you know how many hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of Christians from the 7th century all the way into the 18th were either impressed by the Islam or by the Muslims, were forced into either converting, and if they wouldn't convert, being executed, and if they didn't want to execute them, being impressed as slaves. Hundreds upon hundreds of thousands. There is ample history and ample example from the historical record that says that Islamophobia is not Islamophobia at all. You might as well call it evil, xenophobia. You might even call it morteophobia. In other words, a fear of death. But again, if the Muslim God is equal to the Christian one, it must be acknowledged as such. Well, all is already lost. You've already lost. You've already set your country or your civilization on a path to blasphemy. You think Almighty God is going to bless that? No, you're going to get the chaos that we have today. Back to Douthat, because I think his conclusion is worthy of discussion. Maybe no unifying story is really possible, you think? Maybe the gap twixt a heroic founders and settlers narrative and the truth about what befell blacks and Indians and others cannot be adequately bridged. But any leader who wants to bury Trumpism, as opposed to just beating Trump, would need to reach for one, for a story about who we are and were, not just what we're not, that the people who still believe in yesterday's American story can recognize as their own.